talking with Donald Smith, chair of the business track and industry verticals track at EclipseCon 2007. Hi, Donald.
How's it going, Wayne?
Very well, thanks. Donald, can you tell us a little bit about your tracks? What kind of audience do you expect to attend the business track and the industry verticals track?
Yeah, so, you know, I kind of lumped the tracks together when we were looking at all the submissions. And, you know, really the goal here is to satisfy some of the business needs of EclipseCon attendees. So EclipseCon has a reputation of being a hardcore developer conference, and there's definitely a lot of developers there. But we have a lot of marketing folks, a lot of business development folks, and a lot of engineering management types that are looking for, you know, a little bit extra content that's a little bit more business and marketing oriented. So within those tracks, the business track and the industry verticals track, we had a few slots. We had about six slots available to us, and basically we tried to find you know, some content that was going to be interesting to people who are focused on the enterprise. So we have John Graham from Sybase, who's got a great talk about you know, basically strategic thinking behind entering and supporting open source. Then we wanted to have something that was a little more business model focused, so people who are starting up businesses around open source. So we have Brent Williams, who's a well-known analyst on Wall Street, who submitted a great talk on open source business models. Actually, the joke was that we were going to call that session "Make Money Fast from Open Source." So hopefully we'll get some really funny content going in there. Then we wanted to have something that was more management focused, and Stormy Peters proposed a great talk on basically how can you get the community to you know, focus on and work on problems that are interesting to you and your organization. So some interesting techniques and ideas around engaging the community. And then, of course, you know, to keep Ian happy, we had to have a pure kind of a pure marketing focus session. And so Alan Zychek, in about 10 minutes at the last Eclipse members meeting, gave us this really great run through on how to approach the media, how to approach media organizations with Eclipse related news. And I've never seen somebody talk so fast. And that session was really well liked at the members meeting, and it's too bad we only had 10 minutes for Alan. So he proposed it as an EclipseCon talk, and so we're pleased that he's going to give that. So anybody who's interested, you know, you don't have to be a business or marketing type. If you're interested at all in promoting your project, you know, as a developer, you should definitely come in and hear what Alan has to say. So Alan is the head of BZ Media, and you know, he's definitely seen and heard it all when it comes to projects trying to promote themselves in the media. So, and you know, we have lots of other things going on. There's some short talks. Some of those are being still worked out right now. One great short talk that that we just accepted the other day is from Genua Tech. CEO Mayor Masri is going to share some of his data and experience on getting his software into the enterprise. So if you're a startup and, you know, building Eclipse-based products, you definitely don't want to miss that. And there's lots of other stuff going on you know, with a business focus. We just ran a plug-in fest in Europe last week, and so we have some guys from that going to be sharing their experiences on the, you know, how it worked and what things we can do better next time. So there's definitely going to be no lack of content for those who are interested in kind of the business marketing side. And then on the industry verticals, we have the embedded track. So, you know, a lot of people show up to EclipseCon thinking it's actually an embedded mobility conference, you know. So we definitely have an active ecosystem there. But we picked out this year on healthcare because of the healthcare project and the momentum behind it. And so we're going to have a couple of sessions there. And then the final thing I want to talk about is around intellectual property. So, you know, we get asked a lot, and you know, when I'm working with the membership, I'm constantly asked about the issues on intellectual property around open source. and some of the challenges that companies face trying to release software that uses open source. So I'm really pleased that we're going to have a panel discussion about this at EclipseCon. We're going to have Palomita represented. We're going to have Black Duck represented. We're going to have BEA, who has a lot of experience with their blended strategy of working with open source and commercial software. We'll have IBM represented, and so I think that's going to be a really great panel.
Well, sounds great.
Yeah.
Any talks outside of the business track and the industry verticals track that you're particularly interested in?
So for me, it's I'm a big fan of the keynotes, so I'll definitely pay special attention there. For me personally, I like to focus on the exhibit hall. I like to get in there. There's some great networking that goes on in the exhibit halls, I'll probably duck into a few sessions here and there. I haven't really picked out the exact topics I'm going to be going to, but definitely the keynotes. I can't wait to hear what Scott Adams talks about. I've heard rumors actually that Scott Adams has this rare condition actually that sometimes he freezes when he tries to talk, and the way around that is he actually starts singing what his content. It's a very interesting phenomenon, and this could go down in history as the first sung keynote in history.
I actually saw that on his blog, and he's been discussing his condition. What was your favorite part of EclipseCon 2006, Donald?
So I'm a big fan of the receptions in the evenings. The joke that I have is before I started going to conferences, I was 128-pound weakling, and now I'm slightly bigger than that. So I'm a big fan of the receptions. We have a reception literally every night. Monday night we start off with the members meeting reception, and then Tuesday night we have the exhibit hall reception. And I remember fondly the chocolate fountain we had last year, which was pretty cool. And then of course Wednesday night we have the poster reception, which I remember we had some great conversations about the IT process at Eclipse last year. Janet had a poster up, and I know she's going to have one again this year. So I'm looking forward to the shrimp and the Coronas. I hope I'm not giving the wrong impression about EclipseCon here.
Oh, not at all. Well, thank you very much, Donald. Very informative. I'm looking forward to attending some of the business track and industry verticals track talks myself, and we'll see you at EclipseCon.
Great. Yep. With over 200 sessions at EclipseCon, there's definitely something for everyone.